Chinese, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in a desperate effort to remove the dye from his hair so that he could take Miss Emmeline to a dance, Lum accepted Abner's suggestion and made a secret appointment to have his hair bleached at Yvonne LaFrance's new beauty parlor. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store admiring the results of Miss LaFrance's artistry. Listen.
Lum, I wish you'd help me with some of this work here and stop staring at yourself in that mirror so much.
I ain't staring at it. I just taking a glance at it.
Glance?
Can't blame me for wanting to look at my hair now that it's back to its old natural color again. I'll tell you, that Miss LaFrance sure done a good job on it.
Yeah, she done a pretty good job, I'll have to admit that. Looks a little streaked, though.
It's not enough to notice it, though, is it?
Well, no, I don't reckon you'd notice it. Well, listen at you. Looked at it, then you might.
Yeah, but if you didn't know that it had been dyed and then bleached out again, you wouldn't notice it looked any different, would you?
Well, no. Not on a dark night, anyway, you wouldn't.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just so happy to have it done this good that I don't care what it looks like.
Yeah, well, you look like yourself again. I'll say that much for you. Did Miss France wave it up for you, too? Put that curl in it?
What makes you ask a silly question like that?
Well, if she didn't, you must have, Lum. Because when you had that black dye on there, it was just as straight as a stick, and now you got a curl in there.
Well, you won't never tell nobody this, will you?
Oh, no, of course not, no.
Well, she gave me a hair wave, all right.
She did. Did you sit there with your head inside of one of them big electric gadgets there?
yeah, I did.
Oh, I'd love to saw that.
Abner, stop laughing.
I wished I could have been there and Kodak'd you while you were sitting there.
Now, Abner, cut that out. It's bad enough having to go through it without having you stand there and judge me about it this morning. You don't know what embarrassment I suffered.
No, I know. I'm sorry for loving. No, because I just can't help it.
If you just as much as breathe a word of this to anybody, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head with something.
Oh, well, I won't tell a soul. Honest, I won't lie. I wish I could have saw you, though. Did you have a hairnet on?
I ain't going to answer that.
I wished I could have been a little fly sitting there in that beauty parlor watching.
Abner, stop trying to be so funny about this.
Oh,
you ain't got no idea what tortures I went through.
Torture?
Oh, that bleaching junk she put on my hair burned my head something wonderful.
Hmm.
And later on, when I was sitting there drying, gadging, I thought sure I was going to suffocate.
Well...
Granny, it's what women folks go through trying to make themselves look pretty.
How much did all this cost you, Lon?
I don't know yet.
Don't know?
No, it's so late when I got done there, I just forgot my pocketbook anyways, and she said she'd send me a bill.
I bound you it'll cost you a lot of money.
Oh, I know it. Well, I don't know just how much, though. More likely cost $1.50 or $2, but it's worth it, every cent of it.
How late did it get before you got done, about 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, nothing. It was closer to 2.
2 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, sir. Oh, that bleaching stuff takes time.
Hmm.
I thought she could just slap that stuff on my head and I'd be out of there in 10 or 15 minutes, but I had to sit there for hours with that junk on my head.
You mean she forgot and left it on there that long?
No, she never forgot. She said that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Hmm.
She gave me a magazine to read. It wasn't very interesting, though. Some magazine called Modern Priscilla.
I don't believe I read that.
You wouldn't much enjoy it.
I wouldn't, huh?
Tells mostly how to make house dresses and doilies and I don't know what all.
Well,
Yeah, I must have read that thing through 3 or 4 times. I know it by heart. You know, Abner, I could crochet you a snood right now.
Well, if it...
I could do it, no fooling.
Well, that's nice of you, Lon. I ain't sure I need one. What are they?
Well, it's the only thing I know about them. I think women folks put them on when they ain't got time to comb their hair. I believe that's the idea.
Sort of like a house cap or a duster, huh?
Something like that. It's kind of a crisscross string basket affair. General, they're purple, I think.
Well, I don't believe I'd want one of them, Lom. I'd look silly going around something like that on. Well, why don't you make one for Elizabeth? She could slip it on when she goes out to chop wood or something. I'll get her size for you.
Well, I ain't going to make one. I just said I knowed how to make one after reading about it so many times.
Yeah, well, if you want to make one, Lom, why, Elizabeth be glad to get it. I know she would. Or, wait a minute, I know. Why don't you make one for Miss Emmeline? I know where I can get you some crochet needles.
Abner, I told you I wasn't actually going to make one for nobody. Crocheting ain't a man's work.
Well, I know, but if that's what you really want to do, Lom, why...
I don't want to do it.
Maybe she'd like to wear it to the dance tonight.
I don't think they're for dancing, Abner. Besides that, I wouldn't want her to give her up that beautiful yellow hair of hers. Granny's. I better call her up.
What are you going to call her about?
I don't know. I just want to talk to her.
Oh.
Do you realize I ain't saw her since my hair got dyed? That's been more than a week ago. Wonder if she still admires me.
Well, she must. She invited you to go to this dance tonight with her, didn't she?
Yeah. There's a wonderful woman, Abner. A wonderful woman.
Well.
Kind you can depend on. Not one of your flighty, changeable, fickle kind of women. Wait a minute. Hello, Miss Emmeline?
She is different.
This is Lum. No, I said Lum. Don't you recollect me?
Maybe she don't know you with your hair bleached out that way, Lum.
Well, I didn't want nothing special. Just called up to... Well, to ask you what time you wanted me to call for you tonight.
Oh,
Mom? You ain't? Well, you called up the other day and asked me to... Well, I thought... Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. That's peculiar.
What's the matter?
That's peculiar.
What is? What's wrong anyway, Lom?
She ain't going.
Ain't going?
Did I say anything wrong there on the telephone, Abner?
Anything wrong? You mean, did you say something that weren't nice?
No, I mean, did I say anything that might hurt her feelings or something like that?
Well, not that I know of. Nothing you said hurt my feelings, I know.
You know, she acted like she didn't hardly know who I was.
Well, maybe she just never recognized your voice, Lum.
Well, I mean, after I told her who I was.
Oh? Huh?
She acted like she didn't know who Lum Edwards was.
Well, that's you. You're Lum Edwards. Everybody knows that.
Not Miss Emmeline Platt, looks like.
Well, did she say why she weren't going to the dance?
She said she's got a headache.
Oh. Well, maybe you ought to get a hold of Doc Miller for her.
No, she ain't got a headache.
Well, you said she said she did.
When are you going to start understanding women folks, Abner?
How?
When a woman says she's got a headache, she don't mean she's got a headache. Leastways, not when she says it in that cold tone of voice.
Well, what does she mean, then?
She means she just don't like you no more.
Huh?
And don't ask me no more questions about it. I ain't no mood to discuss the subject.
Well, now, Lom, maybe...
What have I did? What have I said? What happened? That's what I want to know. What's wrong?
Well, maybe that...
When she called me Sunday, everything was wonderful. Sweetest sounding voice I've ever heard. Now her voice is froze up to where you couldn't chop it with a hand axe. What's made her change?
Well, maybe...
I just don't understand it. Ain't you got no ideas, Abner?
Well, maybe...
Don't just sit there. This is the time when a feller needs friendship and advice.
Yeah, well, maybe...
What is it I've done? I don't see.
Well, maybe that, Lom...
Yeah, well, maybe what, Abner?
Maybe... Doggy, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, wait a minute. I better get the phone. Maybe that's Miss Emmeline calling back.
No. If you could have heard the tone of her voice, you'd know she ain't going to call nobody up.
Well, maybe she might be. Hello. Jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, well, how are you, Miss Barton? Well, that's good. No, Mom, that double border ain't got in yet. Oh, yeah, we put in an order for it. Yes, Mom? Yeah, we'll let you know just quick as it gets in. Mom? Ask him what? Hello? Hello? Oh, that's funny.
What happened?
Why, she said, ask Lom how Yvonne LaFrance is. And she just giggled and hung up.
Oh, my goodness alive. Do you reckon she knows about me getting my hair bleached?
Doggies, I don't know. She sure acted cuter about it.
Grannies, I hope nobody else finds out about it. I'll die if they do.
Well, I ain't told nobody, Lum. Honest, I ain't. Not even Elizabeth. I ain't breathed a word of it to nobody.
Oh, what a beauty day.
For the land's sake, Cedric, don't sneak up on a feller that away. Scare a man half to death.
Yes, well, Mr. Lum. Say, Mr. Lum, how's Miss LaFrance?
Wait a minute. Do you know about that, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mama. I heard Mama telling Papa about it at breakfast.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness. Where'd your Mama hear about it?
Oh, she got it direct from Sister Simpson.
Sister Simpson? Uh-oh, you're ruined, Lum. Plum ruined now.
Oh, me.
If Sister Simpson got your hair...
Well, what's that about getting your hair bleached?
You said you heard about it from your Mama, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mama. All I heard was that Mr. Lum had a date with Miss LaFrance last night.
A date?
Aye, Grannies, wait a minute. There's the trouble, Abner.
Huh?
That's what Miss Emmeline's heard about me. Let me get on that phone and straighten this whole thing out before it's too late.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do it right now, Mr. Lum.
Why not, Cedric?
Because Frank Foster's over there talking to her right now.
Frank Foster?
Yes, Mama. I believe he's going to take her to some kind of a dance tonight.